I am part of the Ombudsman for Children's Office Youth Advisory Panel. So a lot of my research was based off the UNCRC and the rights of the child. Some to note are Article 3, Article 12, Article 13, 15 and 16, all in relation to a mobile phone ban would break or severely impact all of these rights. So I fought mostly for that. We have plans to follow Scotland in introducing the UNCRC into our legislation. So I thought it best to use that to kind of find the point. Major points that I found were that we, under Article 12, all views and opinions of the child have to be considered. Unfortunately, a large part of that is based on maturity and age. So if we take into consideration that the ban was for under 15s, then it kind of implies that there's not that large of an age group for which we can interview and kind of get their views on that have the age and maturity to kind of follow through with that. So there are a few like that there, and Article 3, the best interests of the child, which are quite difficult to either work around or work with in relation to a ban such as this.
From your findings, do you think should the age be, or should social media be banned, or what age would you recommend?
I think it's not about bringing a whole ban. I think it's more of a restriction that we were kind of looking at, because like you have to bring in the children's views and the adults and everything, but I think it's more about a balance more than a full restriction ban.
And I suppose you guys are teenagers, you do use social media, and is it an important part of your lives?
It is, it's huge. Communication, even our news these days, it's all through social media. So taking that away from us would take away our rights as well, our rights to information, because that's where we get our information. You could send us to a library to sit down and read a bunch of books, but we won't do that. Our information and our communication comes from our social media.
And Leona, I suppose in terms of the harmful content that minors would be exposed to, how do you think this could be navigated?
I think a lot of it comes down to not being educated on how to use it properly. I think we're all just kind of told, be careful and give you a phone. Like, we're not properly educated on how to use it properly. I think most of that comes down to education and being told how to use it properly.
And would that be through school?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is. We don't really learn about much about it in school. I think that probably is a key factor about it.
And then I suppose finally, do you think that adults, I suppose, like if you're thinking about teachers and stuff, do they know enough to be able to sort of implement that properly?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I remember back in first year, we had a class, one class a week, with a teacher who was 40 plus years old talking to us about phishing. That's the phone scams phishing. That was our kind of social media prevention class. Phishing doesn't exist anymore. Do you know? That's not the problems in this day and age. The problems are on the social media, not on your phone number. So I think that a lot of teachers need to be given their own education before they can educate us.